Antonia. Please listen to the following task. Listen to Antonia talking about London. While listening, answer the questions below using 1 to 5 words or numbers. Some of the information has been completed for you. You will hear the recording once only. You will have 15 seconds at the end of the recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task. The recording will now begin.
Hi, I'm Antonia and I live in Southeast London, near the Old Kent Road. If you come to London, you may hear about the Old Kent Road. It's near something called the Elephant and Castle, which was the first shopping mall that was built in London back in the 1960s. We still don't know why it's called the Elephant and Castle, and no one knows. Everyone knows where it is. You probably know attractions like the London Eye, the Tower of London, and maybe Buckingham Palace. But there are other attractions that you can go to see in London. One of the most favourite attractions are Madame Tussauds, where we have lots of different waxworks, such as Michael Jackson, Madonna, David Beckham. It's worth queuing up to see these waxworks. Next door, you'll find the planetarium. Inside the planetarium, it's also quite exciting because it becomes very dark, and when you look up at the ceiling, you can see the stars and all the different planets. I'd recommend it again, and you'll enjoy it. The London Dungeon are for people who are very brave. I went once and had to leave straight away. It's so scary. It shows skeletons and executions, people being beheaded. But it also shows you what happened to London when we had the Great Fire to get rid of the plague. Very interesting place, but scary. If you like animals, which I do, go to Regent's Park and the zoo, the London Zoo, which is one of the biggest in the world. It's quite expensive, but again, if you like animals, you'll find animals and fish that you won't find anywhere else. In the summer in Regent's Park, they also have an open-air theatre, which has lots of plays by that famous playwright Shakespeare, but also plays for children and for young people. So that's throughout the summer months.
That is the end of this task.